Again, that was Mr. Eric Hamill, and we always appreciate him coming on because he gives us some great insight on not only the war effort, but just some insights that, you wouldn't normally think about. Well, Cassie, we're going to be somewhere this week on the 10th, not this weekend, but next weekend. Do you want to tell everybody where we're going to be?
That's right, Craig. We're going to be in Washington, Georgia, Wilkes County. So many times when you say Washington, they think Washington, D.C., so a lot of times the locals call it Washington, Wilkes, Georgia. And we are going to be at Mule Days there. It's Mule Days in Southern Heritage, actually, is the title of the festival. We are going to be interviewing individuals from that area that can tell us a little bit about Kettle Creek, a Revolutionary War, battle that was taking place just down the road from Washington there, and various other things, including how they use mules in agriculture. So it'll be a lot of fun. My 96-year-old grandmother, I should say my husband's 96-year-old grandmother, is going to be there. And, Craig, I'm hoping to get her interviewed so that she can tell us how life's changed in almost 100 years, 96 years. So the positives and the negatives.
Well, good deal, good deal. And, folks, we invite you, if you're going to be out and about, especially in that area over near Augusta off 20, stop by and see us. We are more than willing to talk to any and everybody. If you have a story, feel free to stop by our booth. I guess that's what it's going to be. We're not really sure yet. But wherever we're going to be, we're going to have some microphones, and one's waiting for you. So just stop by and talk to it. Cassie, what else you got going on this week?
Craig, I think that's about it. Just looking forward to this fall weather and enjoying the cool weather that we've been experiencing here in Georgia.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, it has been gorgeous. It really has been. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it finally came about. So,
well, fall's my favorite season, so I'm excited because I'm watching the trees as they gradually change. And to me, it's just fascinating to watch them, and then all of a sudden, one day, they're bare. And it's just... It's my favorite season. I don't even know how to vocalize why I feel so excited I don't know, that tingle in the ear about fall, but it does that to me.
Well, my thing for fall is the second week in October is my yearly bronchitis usually. So so we'll see.
Wait a second. Isn't that also around the same time that is your anniversary?
It is. It is.
Uh-oh, Beth, I think you should put two and two together and think that he gets sick just because it's your anniversary.
No,
he caught you.
I would never do something like that. Don't even joke.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you will bypass the bronchitis this year and we won't have to even worry about that.
Well, hey, 18 years this October 5th, and then the 26th will mark the 26th of October will mark 25 years we've been together.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. So we hit a silver anniversary.
That's it. That is it. You know, Kelly and I haven't been together that long, and we're hoping, though, to achieve that plus some. And in this day and era, unfortunately, you don't hear many people hitting those even 10-year marks, much less 25 or 50.
Yep. Absolutely. It's to a point where I can't remember a time she wasn't there. You know?
Which is good.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, but before we go, I want to remind everybody that we do have our CDs for sale on our website. So if you go to our website and you see our CDs there, they are $5 a piece. They, for shipping, is $2, but folks, you only pay shipping one time. So, and you can order as many discs as you want to with that one shipping thing. So it'd be $7 for one order and then $5 for everything else. But don't freak out, because our shows are and still will continue to be free. So Cassie, I didn't want everybody to get shocked when they went to the site and said, oh my gosh, they're starting to sell this now.
Well, but Craig, I think we want to point out that these discs are a higher quality than we can actually put onto the web. And so it's not that they're different. They're exactly the same as any other show, but they're just a better quality, so they may be better for libraries, media centers, genealogy libraries, anything like that.
Absolutely, and they are dressed up. They got our logo on them. They have some stickers and commentary on the back of what the shows are for, just kind of like what our emails are sent out. And, yes, the shows we put on here are recorded at 48 bits, and these are going to be recorded at 192 bits. Now, like I told Butch, It ain't going to guarantee the contents any better, but the sound quality will be.
They still have us, right?
Absolutely.
And then there's always Butch. My goodness.
Absolutely. And Cassie, next week we should be getting, I got an email from Gary at Hanover Brass Foundry, and our buckle should be in next week.
So, great.
So they will have those up. So if you're looking for a reproduction buckle, we will have them. And he's donating these so our history project can make some money off of them. And same thing with the CDs. And what we're trying to do is just have an item that you can purchase, that you can support us, even if you're not a member. Though we will appreciate you joining, and we appreciate any donation that you can make to our history project. This is just something else that's tangible that Cassie, especially when we're at shows, people can hold in their hand and walk away with.
Exactly, Craig. And just with the asking for donations and things to that effect, remember we do have our 501c3, and so it is a tax deduction. Businesses or individuals that do need those tax write-offs, we are getting closer and closer to the end of the year. Remember our history project whenever you're looking for charities to give, because we could definitely use, whether it's $5 or $500 or $5,000, we could definitely use it.
Absolutely. And Cassie, I do want to invite everyone to come to our board meeting. We got it set for November the 9th. It's a Monday around 5:30. It's going to be at the Nash Farm Battlefield in Henry County, Georgia, off of 75. Interstate 75, that is, and Jonesboro Road. So this is open to everybody. We're going to be discussing our future and our next direction, I guess you would say, Cassie?
That's it. We've met all the short-term goals and long-term goals that you and I said at the very beginning of creating our history project. What, Craig, has it been 6 months now?
Almost six, yes.
Okay, and so, you know, we want the input of those that have helped us to get to the point that we are thus far. And so that includes our listeners. And that's the point of this meeting, is to find out what the listeners, what the people would like, instead of what Craig and Cassie want.
Right.
Of course, you know, I think that our listeners know our heart, that we definitely want to continue with the education and research type aspect, but what does that look like? Where are we going next, and what type of goals do we need to set? So that's what the main purpose of the meeting is.
Right, and this is also a way for you to come in and help us to the next level. Like I said, we are offering this out to everybody. If you're hearing this and you're in McDonough, Georgia, or you can make it here, if you need directions, email us. We'll get you the directions for you. Feel free to come by. We'd love to have you. And Cassie, there's going to be a Relic Club meeting directly after, so you're more than welcome to stay for that as well.
And I'm sure Butch is going to do that. And
well, Butch may not even be here.
Oh, no.
Butch is going on a three-state tour of digging. So.
I thought he took his last vacation and got poison oak, I think it was, or poison ivy.
Yeah, whichever one he missed, he's going back for the second.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't he learn the first time?
Well, it is getting to be winter, so that'll go down quite a bit. So.
Maybe.
All right, Cassie, well, that's all I got. How about you?
I think that's it.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us again this week. We look forward to you being here. We love having you, and we love doing the show. So until next time, this is Craig Anderson. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.